Transportation Committee will please come to order. Let the record show that Representative Phillips, Representative Locker, Representative Szymanski, Representative Miller, Representative McBride, Representative Cato are present. Absent are Representative
Davis.
Adelheid Herman and Representative Abood. She wasn't.
What's Violet doing today?
My mouth's awfully dry. I haven't had the time talking this morning. We're on House Bill 199. Barbara, would you like to talk about it a little bit? As much as you introduced the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, but I would prefer to hear from the witnesses and then maybe just sum up, if that's all right with you.
And do we have a witness here? Usually the prime sponsor speaks first.
I know, but
I was going to give you a
courtesy.
Well, the bill dies because of lack of witnesses.
These witnesses were here yesterday.
Julie Kelly.
Main rank for the number.
182. Madam Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Julie Kelly, and I'm representing the Alaska Environmental Lobby. We support the concept of the House Bill 199. Now is the time to begin establishing historical and traditional trails, waterways, and campsites before they become lost through land disposal or development. There is an immediate need for a mechanism to identify, survey, and nominate areas for inclusion in a planned system of outdoor recreational facilities. Whether through legislation or resolution, a policy is needed for the coordination of state and federal agencies, municipal government, and private landowners in the comprehensive planning and management of such selected areas. We hope a system for cooperative and comprehensive planning is established, and we thank Representatives Locker and Phillips for introducing this bill.
The way the bill is written right now, do you have any recommended changes or, since this thing has been introduced, obviously, more information comes up, and there's always, every bill that I've seen, it always has some kind of change. Since it's been introduced, that's almost 2 months ago now, going on three, are there any other changes to the bill that you would recommend?
Not at this time, no.
My question.
Are there any further questions for the witness? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jenny Chitwood, Alaska Municipal League.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Jenny Chitwood, Alaska Municipal League. And we likewise support the bill and the concept that's expressed in the bill. Recreation, historical, and wilderness trails, the whole gamut, are really appropriate subjects for statewide interest because they transcend municipal boundaries. They're visitors from out of state. They're uses of these areas from municipality to municipality. And it seems very appropriate that it's something that the state looks at and takes on as a statewide issue.
Representative Phillips.
A couple questions. One, sort of an abstract question, not really related to this bill, but when you say we support it, what process do you go through in order to arrive at a decision supporting for or against a bill? I've often wondered about that, and that is just in service now.
The Alaska Municipal League is an association of local governments, and we have 75 members cities and boroughs and unified municipalities. Any city or organized local government can join if it wants to by paying dues. We represent about 97% of the people in the state. There are a number of small secretaries.
Well, what I'm really getting at, do you have a sort of a select legislative committee that say yea or nay on these bills and make a recommendation on behalf of the Municipal League, or does the all 35, I know about the resolution.
Yeah. All 75 members participate. We have a legislative committee that this summer will look at the 83 statement and make recommendations for changes.
And then,
yes. And then at our annual meeting, all of the delegates to the meeting vote on the material that's in here. And our voting process is one vote per member.
Okay, and the second question I have, are there any recommended changes to the language here?
No,
I
didn't.
Obviously, I have more time to look at it now.
Yeah, I read through it and I compared it with existing law, and it looks to me that the additions to existing law are good ones and expands and clarifies. And don't have any recommended changes.
I was just going to make a comment in support of the legislation, which kind of goes along with the overall testimony at this point, and that is that, at least in my area or my district and within the community which I live in, Anchorage, the efforts to really develop the parks, the trailways, and the campsite, so forth, has been a high emphasis in recent years, but over probably the last 10 years, it really hasn't received the attention I think it should. And I spent, during the Easter break, one full day with the Department of Transportation and Department of Natural Resources, going up from down the turning and arm, identifying trailheads and looking at the progress that has been made. And I was really disappointed that the state hadn't made the advancement and the investment in those areas, particularly while we were at the peak of our oil wealth, that we should have, because it's just, I mean, there's literally 10 to 20 major pull-offs, trailheads, trail areas that exist, historical sites along the turning and arm that are just sitting there deteriorating away, and there's little or nothing being done to, and they're in relatively small investments. You're talking about $5,000 here or $10,000 there when you compare it to $5 and $10 million are spent in major other projects, and the brush cutting that would be required, that's done by a lot of the youth programs in summer to brush out these trails. It's just, to me, it made me feel that we really need to do more in this area than we've ever done in the past, and I hope that we get a strong recommendation out of the committee to advance this legislation ahead. Thank you.
Representative Miller?
Madam Chairman, I would just make one proposed change, and it's a rare, simple item. And on page 4, section 7, line 16, in my discussion with the Division of Tourism, they really don't want to do this because it's a duplication of effort by the Division of Parks, Department of Natural Resources. And all through the bill, it's the Division of Parks, Natural Resources, and all of a sudden we throw in another agency, which may or may not know what, you know, about the park system. I think it would just naturally fall into place that if the Division of Parks is doing all this, they should be the one to prepare all the material, since they already do some of this work anyway. So.
Would you like to put that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we delete the Division of Tourism in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and put in the words Division of Parks, Department of Natural Resources.
All right. Let the record show that there must be a collusion between the minority and the majority. Mr. Davis, Mr. Abood just came in.
There is. Take over here.
No comment.
Did you so?
Madam Chair, may I make
a yes.
comment? Well, I think Mr. Miller's suggestion is a very good one. And I would like to reiterate what Representative Samansky said. I, too, spent a summer on many of the trails around the Anchorage area trying to ride my horse on them. It's impossible. We sunk up to our belly in mud. And it's very frustrating. If you're on foot, you can sidestep all the mud trails, but those trails definitely need maintenance and need something done. And I think this bill would be a good way to see that they are taken care of.
All right, thank you. Mr. McBride. We have a motion on the floor. I'm sorry.
Is there any discussion on that?
Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, that was what I was going to do. Where did you say that? Did you say you talked to somebody from the Division of Tourism?
Right.
I just wanted to be sure because obviously they're the experts when it says promoting the use of state historical recreation and wilderness trails.
Yes, I'll help Mike out. I know that the Division of Parks and Natural Resources, they got these little brochures where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do. And I do think that if a person is going to use his trails, the natural thing is going to go to the Division of Parks rather than economic development as far as information. And I think it's more appropriate to have the Division of Parks do it than.
Where I have trouble though, it says for state and national distribution. Now, do they have that? They don't do that, do they?
Well, I don't know.
It looks to me like this particular clause was made to promote tourism, and so you'd be passing out this information in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about campsites and trails and things. That's what I thought this particular clause says, rather than the regular things that you see.
I can clarify that somewhat. This says shelf to prepare information. They don't want to prepare it because it's already been prepared once. However, they still can have distribution system because we have it now when people write in for the state tourism catalog. And we've sent out something like 400,000 already this year. And they can just insert one of those little brochures and when they send it out. But they don't want to physically prepare the material because somebody else is already doing it.
Representative Locker?
Yeah, Madam Chairman, is there anyone here from administration that could help us out? I truly have a problem with just one of us speaking to one person in an entire department when we really do need a little more information than that, I think. You have a good point. We need to provide, we don't want a duplication of service. And when I think of duplication of service, I happen to know that the Mat-Su Borough spent $5,000 to do exactly this. We have mapped all our trails and produced brochures and sent them out to people. So maybe what we need to do is say that Division of Parks will produce the material and then tourism will be in charge of distribution or something. I just hate to just willy-nilly.
Do you wish to amend his motion?
I do not. I guess I was just hoping that there would be someone here from administration, and if there isn't...
I don't believe there is.
Well, one suggestion, I agree with you, Barbara, but this bill does have another committee referral. Maybe we can have somebody at that time from Division of Parks or Economic Development testify.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
It's hard for me to believe that anyone in our administration feels strongly enough about this bill. That it should be changed, and yet no one would come here before this committee and testify.
That isn't difficult for me to understand.
Madam Chair,
Representative Boone,
do we have any fiscal notes on this?
Zero.
that. Trails, waterways, or campsites designated required in this section shall contain sufficient reservations of land. Are we going to be taking up more land now, and the state going to take more land to do this, number one, number two?
If you do identify, which in the course of their work they already do.
Make the case, please. Madam Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner of Natural Resources established a uniform, comprehensive statewide system of markers. Historic, recreational, wilderness, waterways, campsites, including appropriate information of historical, geological, biological, or other significance. There's got to have a fiscal note, these signs and the biological information or whatever, or geographical, geological information on signs, printing, artists, material, etc. It seems to me like we do have some fiscal notes attached to this bill.
Yes, I would like to add, there is a fiscal note attached, and it says zero, and I suspect that the reason for that is that they can do a portion of this in-house. However, there is another bill, an appropriation bill, that is ahead of this bill that actually appropriates a specific sum of money for this sort of thing. I don't have the bill number, but there are two bills, and the appropriation bill was ahead of this one.
Representative McBride.
The fiscal note came from the Commerce and Economic Development, and obviously it probably would be zero from there.
Yes, I saw that.
Here it says in this letter that we believe, is Senate Bill 23 similar to this?
It's exactly the same.
Says that fiscal note should be at least $4 million.
That's right. That's what they would prefer, Madam Chairman.
Yeah, it's
the
not
appropriation bill is a very small one. It was just money to get it started.
We still have a motion before us. Is there any further discussion on it? Representative McBride.
It appears to me that this was particularly set out to promote these parks, this particular section of the on informational material, because in the last sentence it says prepare for state and national distribution, then it says and shall coordinate this informational material with information and advertising promoting tourism to state parks and historical sites. So I think the idea of this whole thing had really nothing to do with establishing the parks. I think it was particularly put in there to promote, and I think that's
public awareness.
That, yeah, and not only our own local public awareness in state, but nationally, and probably internationally. So I think it was put in there for a particular purpose.
Do you have any comment on that, Representative Locker?
No, I have to agree with Representative McBride. However, I choose to no longer quarrel with my friend here to the left, who feels fairly strongly about it. I do think that the wording should allow or should insist that Division of Tourism take these brochures and distribute them nationally and use them in their project. But I have no problem with who actually produces the brochure. I think Mike has a good point. You know, if in fact we're duplicating the service, we need to eliminate that.
All right. Is there any further discussion on the motion?
On the motion itself, I don't know whether we need to add any more language to connect NR, natural resources, with economic development, because if you look on line 20, it says and shall, meaning the if this amendment is approved, meaning the Division of Parks shall coordinate this informational material with information and advertising promoting tourism to state parks and historical sites. I think that would be sufficient enough to let Division of Parks know that you got to get a hold of the Division of Tourism and bring over those brochures and coordinate that with those folks. I don't think we need to add any more language. I think that last
Representative Gray.
Well, then maybe, and maybe this answers Representative Miller's concern too. If we just left out the prepare and change the language just a little bit to, and then the gist of the rest of it would probably be all right. That they promote, coordinate the information and promote it nationally and statewide.
Are you amending?
No, I'm just saying that maybe that's what he really said in the first place, is just cross out the prepare.
No, I don't think you want.
You want the whole.
Right, because there might be some material that they will need to prepare after all this work and the bill is done. They may have to prepare more material. But I'm just saying that the Division of Parks would be better able to prepare that material than bringing in a separate agency that may have had nothing to do with the development of the park. All of a sudden you're asking them to prepare the material when they may not have the expertise that the Division of Parks, you know, that just got done finishing with it, you know, should know all about.
The motion then before us is that we change the language. Division of Tourism is Department of Commerce and Economic Development to the Division of Natural Resources and Parks.
Right, Division of Parks.
Division of Parks.
Division
of
Parks.
Resources.
And
Department of Natural Resources.
Can you show me what page you're on and what line?
Yes, page four.
17.
Line 16. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered.
Motion?
Yes.
Then, would this be a committee substitute or
just a
minute? Madam Chairman, I move that HB 199 amended by this committee, as out of committee with individual recommendations.
Motion has been made. Is there any question? I mean, is there any objection? No objection. Motion carries. I would like, we're not going to take up 150, but I would like to ask you, when we worked up the committee substitute, would it be all right, I gathered the consensus at that time, that we not bring it back before committee, we hashed it over pretty thoroughly, and we sent it direct to finance. Is that all right with the committee? This is the one with the language in it on the transportation bill. Remember, we couldn't get it in the motor fuel tax. And rather than bring it back into committee, hash it over all over again, send it straight to finance.
Okay, is that the bill that we just discussed yesterday or day before?
Yes.
And I believe, Madam Chairman, that there were some questions, and you said this bill will be coming back, so if you want to make some changes. I didn't have any, but I believe Representative Davis did. And we assured, I know that I assured him once, and I think you did too,
yeah,
that this bill will be coming back to transportation.
We can bring it back, it's just that we worked it over pretty well, and I was just wondering if we needed to. Do you remember your questions, Mr. Davis?
No, not right off.
It was that new transportation bill that she was going to introduce it. No, she was going to introduce it as a transportation
right.
bill from
right,
this committee.
Right.
Remember,
and there were some questions, and then she said, well, this bill will be coming back to this committee, and so we just went.
I'd like to look at the draft before I.
All right, we'll do so.
I don't want to sign something, no ref without.
You've already made up your mind then, huh?
Pardon?
You've already made up your mind then.
I don't know.
That's why
I
wreck.
Find no wreck anymore.
Hey, I see a do pass here.
Well,
we're not going to repeat yesterday with eight do not.
Hey, did you tell Petty about the interpretation on that one?
I will later.
But